interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. Can you believe we are embarking upon a new month? We are here kicking off March, and we're doing it right, celebrating women. And I can't wait to introduce you to the guests in the studio today. Prior to doing so, ladies, it's not a stereotype to want foxy nails. No, we deserve it, by golly, from our fingers to our toes. And my friends at Foxy's has two locations, and they're true supporters of the program. They've been with us for so long, and we're thrilled that since the day they opened, they've aligned with yours truly. So it's open 7 days a week. You can get gift cards. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be made. Guys, gals, kids, you name it, Foxy's is here to help you feel your best and embrace any of those upcoming themes like Women's Day, like St. Patty's Day, lots of kickoff to spring, lots of things to be excited about as we enter March. So thank you to Foxy's for your ongoing support. Speaking of getting to know the ladies, at the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, where we have the ability to break bread with ladies in business or ladies just interested in supporting other women in business, we meet monthly three times, Port St. Lucie, Indian River County, and Martin County. I had the opportunity of meeting Jamie Wallace this last month in February, and she had the energy behind her when she was just kind of over the moon about what we can do when a number of us get together to make a big impact as it pertains locally to our Habitat for Humanity. Jamie Wallace is the communications manager for the Indian River Habitat for Humanity. And beside her is a gal pal of mine. We go way back, Eve Andries. You are a Women's Build ambassador this year.
I am.
Which is really exciting. So we've got two gals that are in the know about how all month long we as fellow women can group together and make a big impact for our region. So this is pretty special. Jamie, tell me a little bit about the Indian River Habitat for Humanity.
Well, honestly, Eve would be a better person than myself to talk about this because she worked there.
She was at the helm for so long.
She's really the mentor. She's like my master,
oh my goodness,
and I'm just coming
kind.
Into it. But since 1991, Indian River Habitat for Humanity is just what we do is we provide safe, affordable housing for the community, and people don't realize how unaffordable housing can be. I mean, these are things that people build and make their own thing. I mean, it's really amazing. And we, you know, Habitat is international,
yes,
around the world, and it is such an amazing organization. And when you hear the stories of how we have helped people into safe, affordable home ownership, it is just truly, it's in the 3 months that I've been there, it's actually blown me away more than anything else. It's really
aww,
impressive. Yeah.
And it's been stated time and time again, this is a hand up, not a hand out.
Yes.
And quite literally, there is sweat equity involved, not just for the volunteers, but for the homeowners themselves, right?
Yes.
So, Eve, it's because you were there so long, and I know that now you've shifted as a consultant, and yet the passion still lies with Women's Build, mm-hmm, stepping up to be an ambassador, helping to form those teams and the awareness. What exactly is Women Build? Is this something that is happening internationally with Habitat?
Yes. Women Build is a Habitat for Humanity international initiative that is adopted and implemented across Habitat for Humanity affiliates in the United States, as well as around the world during during March, which is International Women's Month.
Aha.
And so it's just an opportunity to really highlight the way that housing insecurity affects women and children, but also to celebrate the power of women coming together and joining hands to help empower other women. And so it's just bringing that attention and that celebration together all in one. And, you know, for instance, I think recent statistics, Jamie, you can correct me, 75% of the homeowners or home buyers that Indian River Habitat works with, 75% are women. Mm-hmm. And more than being women, they are the head. They represent female-headed households.
Sure.
And so if we're thinking about, because to me, yes, I, you know, the mission of Habitat for Humanity is powerful because it puts home ownership in the hands of deserving, hardworking men and women. But for me, the person that I always felt I was largely being a part of changing their life was that child that's holding on to that mom or that dad, and how their life completely changes because of the security of home ownership. So
well said.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, having been involved with Habitat as long as I have, representing White Glove Moving and Storage, we are very active with the Realtor Associations, and the Realtors mm-hmm. have a strong affiliation with Habitat mm-hmm. across mm-hmm. the country. And there's such a need for families to put down roots, and that essentially happens only when home ownership is involved, right?
Yeah.
Without that, you're able to come and go, and it's not that same sense of commitment to mm-hmm. the community,
yeah,
to call it your own. Mm-hmm. And so I know that we've had the opportunity in the past 13 years that I'm approaching with White Glove Moving and Storage collaboratively as affiliates and realtors alike, not to mention what happens individually. But we've been able to be a part of dozens of homes and see what happens at the celebration of the ribbon cuttings when the families take occupancy.
Yes.
It is rewarding. And you're absolutely right. There's nobody prouder in that moment. Like, I feel like the mom, oftentimes it is a single family,
yes.
You know, single parent family. Yet the mom is just so inundated and it's such joyous tears. But it's the child that's
yes.
like looking at the scenario, or
yes.
children
mm-hmm.
looking at the scenario going, this is mine. Like, just completely already picking out character walls and,
yeah.
you know,
I mean, it's in so many ways, perhaps for many people listening, home, having a place of your own that's home is kind of every day and we take it for granted. But for that child in that moment, it is mind blowing.
Yeah, for sure. For
yes.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so Women Build 2025, graciously powered by the premier sponsor, Publix Supermarket Charities, where shopping is indeed a pleasure. I
True.
Love mine.
I was there just today.
Right? It's joyous.
Gotta love Publix.
We do.
Yeah.
And they're so community minded. And so that helps to generate traction and raise $80,000 towards the construction of one Indian River Habitat home. So what does Women's Build Month look like? As an ambassador, Eve, what would you say you're tasked with this go round?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you to Indian River Habitat for considering me as somebody who can sort of help to promote and bring awareness around the Women Build initiative. Really, it's just anybody that is willing to share on their platform, their social media platform, in their circles, and just to build awareness and get people involved. So on my end, I am working to raise, so I think we're charged with raising at least
$80,000. It's $80,000 the cost of the materials for one home.
One home,
yes.
Okay.
But
mm-hmm.
I'm not charged with raising
$80,000. No, we're all the ambassadors collectively.
Yes.
And through sponsorship
yes.
and fundraising. It's a whole game event.
Yes.
Gotcha.
But it's
yes.
a team. Yeah.
Yeah.
So each
Very
ambassador,
much a team. Very
each
much.
Ambassador is charged with raising at least $250.
Okay.
And so I set my target to be at least $1,000. And many thanks to those people that have contributed already. I think I'm at like 999.
You're at 999 last time I checked.
Yes.
Wow, that's so lucky. 999.
It is. Very lucky.
And
yes.
So I'm now kind of, I've sort of reached out to those individuals that I know and spoken with them personally. Some have already brought in their support. Others are considering what they will give. And so I'm now promoting it on my social media and just, you know, sharing the video. There's a great video that Indian River Habitat has put together. Mm-hmm. Check it out, irchabitat.org.
Nice.
And then, you know, there is a kickoff event.
For all ambassadors, not to interrupt, but we have a kickoff event for all people fundraising, volunteering, ambassadors, everybody associated with that. And that's on March 6th for the March 8th, which is the official build day. Again, although we will be building through the entire month for the representative of International Women's Month in March.
Okay, yeah. So the kickoff itself
is March 6th from 3 to 5. 6th. Yes.
Okay. And anyone that is participating to any team with under any ambassador leadership mm-hmm. is invited to the kickoff.
Fundraisers, sponsors, volunteers, ambassadors, we want y'all. Come on.
And where are we hosting it again?
That's at the Heritage Center from 3 to 5.
Right downtown Vero.
It's going to be a little bit of nosh, a little bit of drink, quick little program, a little bit of instructions, and we'll send you on your merry way. And get some pink shirts, too. And I did bring my little pink hammer just for fun.
It's adorable,
yeah,
folks.
So, yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah, it's too bad we don't have a podcast because it would be a good one. So
right, it's for all the fine finishes. This cute little petite pink hammer.
That's right.
Okay, so and then each ambassador is kind of tasked with their own fundraising methodology. Mm-hmm. No one is contained to a box. You can think outside of it and get creative with it.
Yeah, and it's really so interesting for me as the administrator to watch how people are fundraising and how it's going and how it's working. I mean, really, just the effort and the initiative and the drive and the energy that all the ambassadors have. It's like I don't even know how to say thank you that many ways. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's so impressive to me, like how the community of women come together. To help make this happen. It's incredible.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Now, teams of 8 is ideal for the actual build because some of us aren't going to go out there mm-hmm. and actually build, right? There's a lot of happenings and mm-hmm. you might already be committed, yet financially you might feel comfortable giving increments of 25 or 100, mm-hmm. what have you. But for folks that say, I don't have the dollars, I have the time.
Yes.
We're looking at teams of 8. Is that the goal?
Teams of 8 are the goal, but we don't care. You can be a single person and just go on to Volunteer Hub, which is through us, which I'm going to just give the number right now, 772-562-9860. I have to know that. Mm-hmm. And extension 214, you contact me, Jamie Wallace, and I'll get you all hooked up with all of that stuff. We do like teams of 8 if you're going to do a team, but individuals can come and volunteer throughout the month of March. I'm happy to say that Women's Build Day on March 8th, we are packed full with ambassadors and volunteers coming to help on that day. So it should be really fantastic. But again, throughout the month of March, just come on out.
And are we focusing on one new community on behalf of Habitat for Humanity, Indian River County, for the build?
Well, both of the homes are in Vero Lake Estates,
okay.
And they're right next to each other, which makes for a wonderful situation to have two women
sharing supplies
homes. Right.
And the ease of it all.
Correct. It just makes it easier, and it's nice, so it's a wonderful thing. But those are the two homes. But as far as Indian River Habitat is concerned, we have properties all around. Like we do Women Build every other year. So next year might not necessarily be Vero Lake Estates. It just sort of depends on where we're building at that time. You know?
I see. So there are both. And when we talk about Habitat and the good work that they do outside of the month of March, though we are, of course, speaking to the ladies and we would love for participation, there year-round is opportunities mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. it's more than just new home construction. There's a lot of rehabs. There's a lot of retrofitting that happens. And you have a roster of incredible carpenters that love to help teach and love to utilize worthy free labor to help execute these projects. So there's a process mm-hmm. for folks to be considered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is, I mean, it's carpenters, electrician. I mean, it's just amazing who all can get involved and how many skills are usable for us. You know, and quite frankly, like in Women Build, you don't have to have no skills and you can still come. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in terms of volunteering. But yeah, it's amazing, actually, the quality workmanship that we do have and the quality people that do, like the companies that work for us and do production for us. It's pretty amazing, actually. So,
very nice. Yeah. Very nice. So we have about a minute left in this portion, and I just want to try and highlight for folks that are listening and they say, I know of somebody who might be able to benefit from this, or I know of a homebound veteran that needs some help. I've heard success stories over the years, having been a friend of Habitat for Humanity and this program, where we've talked about putting in ramps for some of our disabled vets and things along that line, where we're not necessarily building a house from scratch. What does that process look like for someone to be considered, and they can poke around on that website?
Okay, so my best suggestion, I'm going to give you two things. The first thing you want to do is either contact us at the phone number, did I say 772-562-9860, sorry for forgetting the first time, and just speak to Maria Isabel. She's at the front desk, and she would be able to get you correctly involved with the veterans programs. We have hurricane repair. People are still repairing from Hurricane Milton.
Sure, yeah.
We have hurricane repair available. And then there's just neighborhood revitalization for people who need new windows. There's all kinds of different things. New roofing, that's very common. All kinds of things where, to make it affordable, we can do those things through Habitat. So really they want to do that, or they can go on IRCHabitat.org and just look around the website to kind of see what things they think they might need and could be useful for them.
Very helpful. And to think we have this all month long to be able to jump in and get involved. And I know that at the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, where we just hosted, it's always the second Friday of the month, we're at Twisted Lime, there were several hands that went up and said, if we can put a small group together, let's do it. So how cool is that? It's all about the message and speaking to the right people at the right time, and with many hands makes for light work.
Yes.
You know what I'm historically, on behalf of the Realtor Association, a food angel. I step up to be a food angel.
That is awesome.
A couple of times throughout the year as the realtors are doing the build, only because there's so many large, big events and different things I'm supposed to be at. I can arrange and with ease bring, you know, delicious hot sandwiches and juice. And, you know, our volunteers need to be fortified as they're working all day.
So there's
a spot for all of us to be able to lend a hand where our schedule permits. And quick shout out, speaking of helping folks out that are looking to upsize or downsize, Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy, also active with the Realtors Association. These gals have been together 20 plus years. We just put on a great event at the Realtor Association of Indian River County. They're active throughout the Treasure Coast. And it was just so heartwarming to know that they've been together for like 23 years, and they call themselves like Thelma and Louise, right? To get the deal done, as folks are considering, now that that chunk of change may be coming back during tax time, are they upsizing? Are they downsizing? Are they adding to their real estate portfolio? Union Home Mortgage, it's a free consultation. They can certainly help you out. There's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the Treasure Coast. We're chatting with the Indian River County Habitat for Humanity. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
www.grantseafoodfestival.com.
It's the longest running seafood festival in the Southeast. The Grant Seafood Festival. 2 days of live music and seafood to make your taste buds dance. March 1st and 2nd. Over 150 crafters. Admission and parking are free. As always, the Grant Seafood Festival is 100% volunteer run. All proceeds benefit the Grant community. The Grant Seafood Festival. March 1st and 2nd. Powered by Gary Yeoman's Ford Palm Bay. Maps and details at grantseafoodfestival.com.
Create your island paradise at Sunshine Furniture during our winter sale event. Save 50% on all Tommy Bahama and Lexington, including the newest collection, Key Biscayne. Living room, dining room, occasional chairs, office, and media furniture with sophisticated design and a mix of coastal and Caribbean style, all Tommy Bahama and Lexington offer everything you need for your Florida living. We have the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture from Four Seasons, Capri, Universal, Riverside, Hooker, Seawinds, Barca Lounger, Best, and lots more. At Sunshine Furniture, we're the outdoor furniture experts specializing in patio sets that withstand the Florida elements, and we have a gallery of Berlin Garden and Pollywood. Come in now for the best prices of the year. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach. Don't miss the 50% off winter sale on Tommy Bahama and Lexington going on now. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com and visit our outlet store directly across the street.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Hey, 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 friends. It's International Women's Month. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the Moses. Shout out to Michelina's. Not only are they our host venue for our Stewart Treasure Coast Premier Women's Luncheon, the third Wednesday of each month, they are also a supporter of the program. Dinner Tuesday through Saturday, 3 to 9. Delicious catering, and you can always get your meals to go. Wow, wow, wow. We love it. True Color Salon and Spa, 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Girls, no matter your hair type, no matter your budget, they have weekend and evening hours and a stylist to accommodate. How exciting is that? And you're going to want to look your best for our kickoff event for the Indian River County Habitat for Humanity, Hammers and High Heels. That is such a fun name. So that's going to be the one at the Heritage Center, right?
Mm-hmm.
Heritage Center, High Heels and Hammers.
Hammers and High Heels. And that's for everybody who has registered to volunteer or is an ambassador or who has fundraised. Everybody who is involved with Women Build would love to have you show up. Love it.
And then that's just a few days before the actual raising mm-hmm. of the walls. That's going to be out in Vero Lake Estates. Mm-hmm. That's going to be Saturday, March 8th, early. What's the time?
7:30 to noon. We are going to do two wall raisings. And you don't necessarily have to build that day. If you want to just attend the wall raising, you're more than welcome to come. Again, that's 7:30. We're going to have two wall raisings, a little prayer, a little moment, and then the women will start to build. But if you'd like to show up for the wall raising, please feel free to do so.
Which is like something that I'm going to do. I'll be there for the mm-hmm. wall raising, mm-hmm. But not necessarily staying that day to build, but participating in the wall raising. And so it creates such incredible energy when we all show
the
up.
The momentum.
Yes.
Get
yes,
the momentum
yes.
going. And then all month long, we're still welcoming the opportunity for those that can give of their time mm-hmm. To put together small groups or be paired from within the mm-hmm. roster mm-hmm. of what Habitat already has at their fingertips
yes.
throughout the month of March, focusing on these two homes mm-hmm. out in Vero Lake Estates. And while on the website, you can poke around and donate towards any of the ambassadors. We presently have 13 ambassadors on the roster, including one of my fellow talk radio hosts, Cindy Getz. We also have Commissioner Susan Adams mm-hmm. on that distinguished list alongside our beautiful Eve. One more time with the website for folks so they can poke around, get some addresses, maybe donate.
That's irchabitat.org. Take a look around, go to events on the top right corner, and you will see Women Build on there, and then snoop around and see, get some information from there.
I like it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are interested in hearing this show or live linking to any of our sponsors, we certainly love when you do. Visit us at treasurecoastinsider.us. And to sign up for some of those networking luncheons throughout the month of March, it's tcpremierwomensnetwork.com. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. We'll see you out at Habitat Build on March 8th. Cheers.